Well, there was a lot of nail biting overnight. Would it overflow its banks or not? The Russian River in Guerneville just under flood stage this morning. Joining us now on the KSRO live line is Sonoma County Supervisor of District 5, Linda Hopkins. Thanks so much for talking with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the situation in the West County this morning.
So we are definitely still seeing road closures as a result of the flooding. Even though the Russian River did not crest its banks, we are still seeing impacts from a very full Laguna, a very full Mark West Creek. So the biggest message is turn around, don't drown, don't be that person who drives in and gets your car stuck and then first responders have to risk their own lives to go and rescue you. We're also seeing some impacts, unfortunately, from the high wind event that we experienced overnight. It was really howling out in West County, and we had a little more lightning and thunder as well. So far I've only seen branches down on the roads, but just be aware that there could be hazards in the roads. We may see, you know, further mudslides and tree falls as a result of the wind overnight.
I know, Supervisor, you like to listen to the scanners. How are things going on at the coast?
It is really rough out, especially along the north coast. We still have a lot of trees down, and unfortunately, thousands of residents are still without power. So the windstorm last night didn't help. One of the things that I've heard frequently from PG&E is sometimes they'll work really hard just to get a certain area, you know, back ready to turn the lights on again, and then another tree comes down and kind of undoes the work that they're doing because it has been this series of high wind events. But I would say that the north coast has really, unfortunately, been the epicenter of the bulk of the damage due to tree falls and prolonged power outages, unfortunately, for the residents there.
Now, Sonoma County has set up some shuttles to move people from the West County into Santa Rosa at the emergency center there. Is that anticipated to happen again tomorrow?
We're still waiting to hear whether it's going to happen again tomorrow, but I can confirm that it is active today. And we also have a number and a hotline set up for folks. If people are looking at maybe potentially going back to their home sites and they're, you know, living in trailers and RVs and they had to evacuate higher ground, they're looking at doing that, you know, tomorrow or the next day or even maybe later today, they can go ahead and give us a call and we can help provide resources if, for instance, they need assistance towing.
You mentioned the down trees, the high winds. How are the roads? What do we need to know about closures?
It's sort of all of the usual spots that tend to, flood in a sort of high river situation. So looking like areas, Laughlin and kind of over by River Road, that bridge there across from the farmhouse, we are seeing flooding take place. So really important to just pay attention. Our crews have been hard at work trying to get up signs to inform folks of the flooded roads. But even if there's no sign, if there is water in the road, just turn around. It is not worth the risk.
Now, county set up community centers where people could get a break, get some water, some snacks, a blanket, and charge up phones and things like that. Are those going to continue to be open?
Absolutely. So please come stop by today if you need anything. We know that we still have a lot of folks facing prolonged power outages. We do have those community resource stations active in Occidental, in Bodega Bay, at the Yacht Club in Fort Ross, and at the Bank of America building in Guerneville. And we've got comfort kits. We have an ability to charge any of your devices that you need to charge. And in Occidental, you know, given what unfortunately the community just went through with the really tragic incident of the tree fall, we also have folks who are available just to listen and to talk if anyone feels like they need some mental health and wellness support.
And we have a couple of more days. Are we able to exhale for just a second before we deal with more storms in our future?
I think that we are exhaling, but also kind of scrabbling as fast as we can, knowing that there are more storms in the pipeline and just trying to make sure that we have got the roads as clear as we possibly can. And I know that PG&E crews have actually now mutual aid crews from Idaho and Washington actively working in western Sonoma County to try to bring the lights back on. So I think that's kind of the biggest priority. Folks are starting to feel pretty frustrated, going on a week without power, and in some cases they actually don't even have an estimated restoration time for that power yet. So we really need to focus on, we're in communications with PG&E multiple times a day, trying to get the latest news out to constituents because it's unfortunately a long haul right now in West County when it comes to power.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your time. We know you got to go for the big supervisor meeting today, so we'll let you go. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for checking in. Take care.
Thank you. You as well. That is District 5 Supervisor Linda Hopkins.